I'll settle for a job, thank you very much.
Keep me posted. Love you.
Her heart swelled. Through thick and thin, Ridley was her backup, her support system, and the person she trusted most in the whole world. Her parents were great too, very attentive and protective, but it was her sister who best understood her. It didn't matter that Ridley lived a very different lifestyle or that their goals in life were so different. Phoenix loved working with her hands, staying busy, and took satisfaction from a job well done. Ridley enjoyed seeing the world, traveling nearly nonstop to posh destinations, had an exquisite flair for the latest fashions, and detested being messy in any way. Different, but still best friends through and through. Phoenix signed off in her usual way. Love you too. Bye. She knew Ridley was still worried, and that bothered her. Much as she appreciated her sister's dedication, she wanted to portray an air of confidence and independence, just as she once had. She didn't like being weak, and she didn't like allowing others to impact her life, yet both had happened. This was her chance to get back to being a strong, capable woman. If all went well, today would be a start toward reaching that goal. Taking her time, Phoenix strode through the grounds, familiarizing herself on her way to the lake. She really wanted to explore the woods and the small, quaint cabins where she would live. More than that, though, she wanted to be at the lake when Cooper Cochran arrived. She wouldn't be late, wouldn't be nervous, and wouldn't screw up her fresh start. Unfortunately, just as she rounded a play area filled with swings and slides, she saw the lone figure standing along the sandy shore, a fishing rod in hand. Was that Cochran? Good Lord, he was big, and impressively built too, with wide, hard shoulders and muscular thighs. She hated to admit it, but that could be a problem for her. After all, she'd learned the hard way, on a very basic level, that big men were also powerful men. Pausing to stare, she pressed a hand to her stomach to quell the nervous butterflies taking flight at the sight of him. The sunrise gilded his messy, sandy brown hair. As he reeled in his line, then cast it out again, muscles flexed beneath a dark pullover with the sleeves pushed up to his elbows, showing taut forearms and thick wrists dusted with hair. Worn denim hugged his long legs. He seemed to stand nearly a half foot taller than her 5'4". God, how she'd prayed he'd be a smaller, less imposing man. Finding information on the resort had been easy. Finding information on Cooper Cochran, not so much. She stood frozen on the spot, trying to convince her feet to move, doing her best to conquer her irrational reservations, but she was suddenly, painfully aware that they were all alone on the shore. Logically, she knew it wasn't a problem. Plenty of people were around, though in their RVs or cabins, so there was no reason to be afraid. Not here. Not now. Lately, though, fear had been a fickle thing, often re-emerging out of nowhere. She'd always been able to hide that fear from her parents, but Ridley was a different matter. Her sister would take one look at her and understand. But Ridley wasn't here now, and this job was important. As if he'd known she was there all along, he glanced over his shoulder at her. Reflective sunglasses hid his eyes, and yet she felt his scrutiny and a touch of surprise. She knew his gaze was burning over her, and it caused her to shift with nervous awareness. She guessed him to be in his mid-30s, maybe 9 or 10 years older than her. No one would call him a classically handsome man. His features were as bold as his body, including a strong jaw, masculine nose, and harshly carved cheekbones. Not typical good looks, but he certainly wouldn't be ignored.